Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 28th. Quincy police are still searching for the man believed responsible for vandalizing over 30 vehicles parked in various North Quincy neighborhoods on Saturday morning. Video surveillance shows a man dressed in all black clothing using a rock to scratch the windows and doors of at least 30 cars parked along Hancock Street, Quincy Shore Drive, Commander Shea Boulevard, Newbury Avenue, Oak Ridge Road, Walnut Street, and other areas. The vandalism occurred at around 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, and police believe one man is responsible. Multiple home security video shows a tall, thin man dressed all in black with a black hood covering his head and face, causing the damage. Police have increased patrols in the area and are checking any suspicious activity. Anyone with any information or video is asked to contact Quincy Police. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy has been awarded over $5.4 million in state grants to support its Quincy Street Supportive Housing Project at 150 to 156 Quincy Street in South Quincy. Neighborhood Housing Services has entered into a redevelopment project and will replace three aging residential buildings on Quincy Street with 24 new permanent supportive studio apartments with individual private bathrooms and kitchenettes, plus a common area and office space for supportive services. Designed for low-income residents transitioning out of homelessness in partnership with Father Bill's in Mainspring, Quincy Street Supportive Housing will offer on-site case management, counseling, and educational services to support residents as they work toward long-term stability and independent living. The tenants will be identified through the Southeastern Massachusetts Continuum of Care coordinated entry process. Project construction is expected to begin next spring and take about a year to complete. City of Quincy expecting to get over $2 million in state funding for road and bridge work under a transportation bond bill that was passed by the House last week. State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy says the $1.2 billion bond bill includes $300 million, or a 50% increase for 1 year, in road and bridge repair projects. The bill passed the House unanimously and is now headed to the Senate for further debate. Construction continues on a pocket park to honor the 6th President of the United States. Crews are in the process of preparing the site for the construction of a park that will feature a 7-foot-tall statue of John Quincy Adams, along with benches, green space, and lighting. The city took the Acapulco's restaurant that was at that site by eminent domain, demolished the building, and is now constructing the new park. The original hope was to have the park completed in time for the president's birthday anniversary on July 11th. However, the new completion date is expected in late August or early September. The total cost of the park is estimated at about $6 million. Mayor Thomas Koch says the funding comes from the District Improvement Financing Agreement, representing the new tax revenue generated by new growth in Quincy Center. The former chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag Indian Tribe and former president of the tribe's gaming authority pleaded guilty to failing to report more than $177,000 in income on his federal income tax returns for 2014 through 2017. Most of that income was related to the First Light Resort and Casino, which the tribe's gaming authority is building in Taunton. 60-year-old Cedric Cromwell of Attleboro pleaded guilty to 4 counts of filing a false tax return. He'll be sentenced on November 5th. Cromwell's unreported income included over $57,000 that he extorted from the architecture and design firm. Cromwell also failed to report over $45,000 that he received from the initial architect on the casino project, and he failed to report over $74,000 he received from one or more companies which developed and supplied forest carbon offsets. He faces up to 20 years in prison and over $100,000 in fines. Family members are remembering Irene Jufrida, the matriarch of one of Massachusetts' iconic restaurants, after her passing. Jufrida died last Wednesday at the age of 97 after over 50 years as a hostess and manager at Saugus's Hilltop Steakhouse that was founded by her husband, Frank Jufrida. Jufrida got her start as an interior designer in Boston, then met Frank, who was a butcher at the time. It was on their six-week honeymoon in Europe that the idea for Hilltop was born. In a press release from the family announcing Jufrida's death, they say she was remembered for her welcoming face and how she would greet guests by name, remembering not only their favorite table, but also their children's names and life milestones. Jufrida's daughters, Gina Jufrida and Tina Primavera, said that their mother was the family's matriarch, hosting every holiday and keeping up every tradition. Frank Jufrida passed in 2003. The steakhouse stayed open for another 10 years until 2013. Funeral services for Jufrida will be held at the Paul Bonfiglio & Sons Funeral Home in Revere tomorrow. The American Red Cross is holding two blood drives in Quincy today. First from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., both at the Quincy Sons of Italy on Quarry Street. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are in the green. The Dow rose 208 points. On Friday, the NASDAQ was up 50. The S&P added 25. Stock markets in Europe and Asia shot higher today after the European Union worked out a trade deal with the Trump administration ahead of this week's deadline. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil at $65 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Dodgers 4-3, and they are off to Minnesota for a series with the Twins beginning at 7:40 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast a heat advisory is in effect through Wednesday night. Today, partly sunny, hot and humid with a high of 90 degrees. For this evening, muggy, a low of 72. Tomorrow, the peak of the heat wave, sunny, hot and humid, high of 95. And mostly sunny on Wednesday, still very hot with highs in the low to mid 90s. Thursday, some afternoon showers, temperatures in the mid 80s. Out on the water, waves about a foot. A wind out of the north, 5 to 10 knots, becomes easterly later today, high tide 2:53 p.m. Sunrise 5:33, sets at 8:07. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 28th.